What brought you to the Durham Literacy Center initially?
I was just home by myself all the time, and then I just needed an outlet and start doing things for myself. And I was like, well, I always wanted to learn how to read. I can read, and certain things would stop me. They would stop me. It was always a brick wall. Bam. I wanted to come out of that shell. I wanted to talk. I wanted to learn. I want to write down stuff. Maybe one day write a little poem and know I wrote it.
I was interested in just your experience with traditional school, like at grade school, elementary, and how far you got in school and what made you kind of transition off of that.
Okay, when I think about me in traditional schools, I always knew that I had a disability, but it was never discussed with me. It was discussed with my mom. She never said, Sandra, you have to do this. You have to learn your ABCs. You have to do that. She didn't do that. The teachers would let me pretty much do what I want. They didn't come there and force it either. I felt like if I worked and I took care of my kids, when my kids came along, I took care of them and I worked, I was doing good.
In what ways have you used like your reading and writing and just in everyday life?
My sister, like, she was like, write the grocery list. And I was like, you write it. And she was like, why don't you want to write the grocery list? I don't want to write the grocery list. She said, Sonya, that's how you improve. I said, I can read with the grocery list because if I misspell it, I still know what it is. Mm-hmm. If I give you my grocery list, you might not know what my grocery list is saying. You know, so she was like, well, just take your time. And I used to get so mad at her when she would tell me, write a grocery list. Mm-hmm. So now sometimes I take initiative. Before we go to the store, I'll write a grocery list.
Oh, that's good. And yeah. Then when she reads it, she's like, oh, this is the best grocery list I ever saw.
I can read it.
Uh-huh. I'm really glad that you didn't in your mind say, oh, this is as good as I'm ever going to read and write. Mm-hmm. You didn't just say, this is the end of the road for me in terms of my ability to read.
Yeah, because I have heard some people say, I had a special teacher that was there for me. And I love Mrs. Betty or whatever. And I have you. Mm-hmm. I have Kathleen. I didn't have you when I was a little girl, but I have you now.
Oh, and I have you.
And it gives me pleasure when my kids call me a teacher. Me, a teacher that can't write what I want to say down. Me, a teacher that they look up to me. Never thinking that I would have children calling me a teacher.